Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well. Amplify!
What's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go? When water is limited, it means Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax hybrids.
Our hybrids are tough from root to tassel.
World-class genetics are part of the package.
Optimum Aquamax hybrids stand up to drought when other hybrids wilt. They're proven performers, even when your fields are thirsty, and they stay green longer.
Built to use less water per bushel.
They deliver, rain or shine.
Optimum Aquamax hybrids get more out of every drop. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's check out these livestock futures here prior to the opening today. And, the cattle futures with another fairly decent day yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw yesterday live cattle close with triple-digit gains, but the feeder cattle were mostly negative. There was some two-sided trading throughout the session, but the feeders were the ones that really struggled to hold any positive trade. Now, it was another trading session that really lacked any market-moving news, and the trading direction was pretty much dominated by technicals and by fund managers. Over the past 10 sessions, Choice Box Beef has now dropped $9.13, and the Selects in that same time period have dropped $11.07. The past 6 sessions, the cash feeder index has dropped a total of $10.73. Yesterday, the choice box beef was down $3.01. The select boxes were down $3.71 on a total movement of 157 loads. Cattle kill was 107,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down $2.05. And our lean hogs yesterday also closed positive. Most contracts, I should say. December live cattle yesterday were $1.82 higher on the close. January feeders up 82 cents, and December lean hogs were 7 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about these grain futures. The wheat futures in particular, Kansas City wheat lower yesterday, Chicago wheat was higher.
That's right. We saw mixed trading throughout the session yesterday, Dave. As you said, Kansas City did close lower. Chicago wheat was higher. Soybeans and soybean oil also closed on the positive side. Trading was very quiet. Price ranges were in a very narrow range. And this morning, we are seeing export sales come out at 7:30. They are a day late due to Veterans Day holiday. We also will see next Monday the monthly NOPA soybean crush report. And once again, the overnight trading volume has been light to moderate, and prices have been mixed. At the moment, December KC wheat's a quarter of a penny higher. December corn's down a penny and a half. January soybeans trading 5 3/4 lower. The December cotton is down 6 points. December crude oil 15 cents lower this morning. Our December dollar index is up 20 cents, and December Dow Jones futures 45 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again on Monday morning, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.